Welcome to the 360T Podcast, a series that features top industry professionals offering unique insights regarding how the FX market is developing around us.
Hello, and welcome to the 360T Podcast with myself, Galen Stops. I'm delighted to be joined today by Duncan Higgins, the founder of Sustainable Trading. Duncan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So, sustainable trading. I know that you're working on a sustainable trading initiative. That's about all I know from our conversations prior to this podcast. So perhaps we can start off, just talk to me about what is sustainable trading and what is the initiative that you're working on right now?
Sure, thanks. Sustainable trading is a membership network dedicated to driving positive change on environmental, social, and governance issues within financial markets trading. So we're mobilizing the industry around a practical approach to ESG, looking to harness expertise from right across the trading ecosystem in order to explore ESG issues, identify new approaches and ideas, and challenge the status quo. Through that, we'll look to define best practices that can be used as a roadmap for positive change by the industry and, you know, create a more sustainable trading ecosystem.
So ESG is obviously a super hot topic right now. It's a fast growing, but I would say still fairly nascent part of financial services. So I am interested to drill down on some of what you talked about there in terms of the practical approaches that people can be taking. But just thinking as kind of a starting point, when it comes to trading financial products, where do you see the opportunities to really make the biggest positive impact from an ESG perspective?
So I think the first sort of key point is that we'll be looking to create a positive impact on the operational process of trading rather than focused on trading any particular ESG products or supporting the ESG investment process. This is about the operational aspects of trading businesses. So the people, the process, the technology involved in trading. I think there's a significant opportunity to create positive change across all of ESG. I think where a business is very people-driven, the social aspects will be more impactful. And for technology-focused businesses, there the environmental aspects will really come to the fore.
Obviously, ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance. Do you feel that one of these areas is being disproportionately focused on by financial services firms right now? Because to my mind, as a sort of layperson who's not in the weeds on this kind of thing, I see a lot of green initiatives, environmental-linked initiatives, personally more than I see, I would say, social and governance. But I don't know if that's just, you know, what I'm seeing compared to actually what's happening in the market and in the industry right now.
So I think that if we look at the investment side of our industry or the finance side of our industry, that's obviously a big theme that is playing out with great prominence there. I think when it comes to trading, rightly so, as I said before, there's been a focus on diversity and inclusion with an increasing amount of research that shows that more diverse businesses perform better, and also the need for our businesses to be more reflective of the people that they serve. So there's been a good amount of focus there, and there's been a lot of development in terms of the changes firms can make in order to improve from a diversity perspective, to help improve their own firm, and also to help improve the future of the industry. I think the next step that we can take there is to ensure those best ideas and those best practices can be embedded right across the trading industry in all of the firms that operate within it. From a trading perspective, I think we're right at the outset of focusing on how to improve the environmental aspects of our business. And there are so many incredibly skilled people in our industry that I know that when we make this a priority and we bring the right people together, I think they'll identify enormous opportunities to make a positive impact on the environmental side from a trading perspective.
I wanted to ask you a kind of asset class specific question, which is, you know, we often see a number of technologies that kind of come from equities, they get applied to FX. I'm thinking specifically things like TCA, I'm thinking of algos, et cetera, and then they get adapted again for fixed income. Do you think that there's a disparity across asset classes in terms of prioritizing or implementing ESG-focused initiatives or business practices?
For ESG and for trading, I don't really see a disparity here. I think progress on the social aspects of trading are being made across the industry and across all businesses. And then the industry, as I said, is at the starting line for making technology more efficient and focusing on how to improve in that area. I think where there's an increasing use of technology to run businesses, as you outlined, we can ensure that the practical approaches to limit the footprint can be employed from an early stage in that process.
What do you see as the driving force of ESG within financial services? I guess to explain what I mean by that question is, does it start with the big multinational organizations who suddenly say, okay, we're going to drive and push ESG initiatives? Or does it start in the other direction with customers and clients and end investors saying to these firms, hey, I want to invest in an ESG initiative. I wish you were doing more, et cetera. But where does the drive come from?
I think there are a few different aspects to consider here. We have a huge, as I said, focus on growth in sustainable and ESG investment, and end investors looking to invest with purpose alongside a focus on returns. And I think it's important that we ensure the trading ecosystem they invest through is suitable for those sustainable investments in the future. We then have the point that many financial firms are also part owned by those same investors. And investor engagement is driving ESG change in those corporations from the board downwards. I think here we can help by creating the grassroots champions for ESG, champions for change within those companies' trading divisions. And anybody who's running a change program looking to change how a company operates, the first thing you're really looking for is how to get support from different areas of the business. So I think it can be really complementary to that process. And then lastly, with investors and firms providing finance, being engaged with other industries and asking them to improve on what they're doing on ESG, for this to have sort of maximum effect, the financial industry really needs to demonstrate its own focus on improvement, even if we are one of the smaller emitting industries.
ESG is obviously a hot topic within financial services. But I'm curious, to what extent do you feel that the value and importance of these initiatives has really permeated the industry or is well understood at an in-depth level rather than a kind of high level, I've seen some articles, I know that this is big right now type of level?
I think it depends on the part of the industry you're looking at. I think, okay, you know, there's a huge amount of expertise in understanding ESG from an investment standpoint, from a financing standpoint, and there's been enormous growth there. From a trading perspective, I know that a lot of people have been thinking about how they can contribute, but not knowing how.
One thing that I definitely want to get your thoughts on is, do you think that there's a danger that ESG initiatives become a tick box or a marketing exercise? Because here's a scenario that I can well imagine happening, right? I'm the CEO of a big investment firm. One of my largest clients emails me and says, hey, what ESG initiatives do you have going on at the moment? I'm keen to see that. The word goes down the company. I email someone on my team and says, hey, we need to do an ESG initiative because we have big clients asking about it. So someone scurries off, produces something, and it's just something they can hang in the window. And then we can say to clients and prospective investors, look, we have this ESG initiative. We're an ESG friendly, thoughtful firm. That's just a scenario I made up, but I could see it happening, right? So the question is for you, do you think that that's a danger of those kind of initiatives rather than well thought out, well designed initiatives that are going to have a real impact on the world?
I think it's essential that firms and individuals are working to make things better. Our approach is to define best practices that will be voluntary for firms to implement. And that's, I think, essential in order that everyone brings their best ideas for change, the things that they think are going to have the most impact, rather than just the ideas that they think that they can easily implement.
My last question for you is perhaps the most important one that I had on my list, which was, you talked before about firms wanting to do something on the ESG side, but not necessarily knowing how to get involved or how to start or where to even begin mapping this out within their organization and trading operations. What advice would you give to firms in the FX industry who think that perhaps their firm could and should be doing more from an ESG perspective, but they're not necessarily sure how to start addressing this issue at all?
Yeah, well, I think being motivated to change is a great starting point. And there's now more and more material out there that can help you justify change, whether that's on diversity or whether that's on your data center. You know, we're here to help guide firms on the types of changes that may be needed, but more importantly is our ability and our intention to bring the right expertise together to determine practical changes that firms can implement in order to make a positive impact. So I think we'll all work better if we're able to work together on this.
Duncan, thank you so much for chatting with me today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And to our listeners, please do join us again next time.
Thank you for listening to the 360T podcast. Check the 360T website to catch up on past episodes and find new listings.